Here with Anthony Boyle. Anthony, big game here at Downing's. You've been very competitive here in Championship. You know, you're one of the top teams in the county coming here, so close to at least getting a share of the spoil. Disappointing to lose a game?
Yeah, very disappointing, Bryn. I suppose when we brought it back level and we thought it was there for us, especially with the wind. But unfortunately, you know, Glenties are a seasoned outfit. There was three or four kickouts towards the end where we needed the ball, and they had the nous and the know-how and won those vital breaks, and that made a huge difference in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. The modern game swinging so much in kickouts. When you were under the caution in the first half, they were winning all the kickouts, you know, Big Gallard midfield, McBride was doing well for you, but they were winning the kickouts. They just panned in, but of course you give them kind of sucker punch goals in the break, and you know, at 20 minutes in, it was 6 points each. You were doing really well. They had a bit of a purple patch then. They went in 14 to the two goals up, but you still must have been happy enough at half time the way it went.
I suppose we were happy to some degree. You know, young Padgett Shields had a big impact on those two goals. Terrific young footballer, brilliant prospect. But what we were disappointed was with the two pointers that we conceded just before half time. Because Brendy got one of them. I can't remember, was O'Malley maybe got another. And those were key points at that stage. And I suppose they got two pointers at that stage that we didn't get towards the end. And in the end, that was the difference, Brenton.
Yeah. And indeed, them playing with a man less, you know, the way teams drop off each other, it can be hard sometimes to utilise that. Because looking at that team, there was so much experience. I mean, I was looking at the six players that were in the county squad last year from a team that was in All-Ireland final. So, you know, I know taking defeats a lot, but I'm just seeing a lot of progression with this Downing teams this year.
Yeah, in fairness, I've said to the boys, just Maxie had to go. He had another commitment, and I was just saying to the boys, hold the head high. You know, the focus is completely on St. Noel's now next weekend. But for us to come closer, you know, to Glenties, you know, in my day or your day, you know, I played with Kelly Beggs, like, and we rarely go beat by Niamh Connell. So I'm tired getting beat by Glenties, and to come so close, Bryn, is a real sickener. But there's the boys can take credit and belief from that, because you know, having beat Kilcare, come run down low close here at home, and to come so close, that's the most gut-wrenching thing about it. But that's football, that's Championship football too.